Kate Dorgerson and Javon Bowie Montero now joining us here on our Jamestown 107.1 Fall Sports Preview. Gentlemen, appreciate you coming in the studio today. Kate, we'll start with you here as you come back, and both of you guys, fifth-year seniors now. What was the decision for both of you to come back to UJ and play one more year of football?
For me, it was kind of a no-brainer. I found out 2 years ago during that COVID year that we get next year at eligibility, and really it was a phone call to my parents and then talk with my advisor on how we can make sure I get to play that extra year. So no, it didn't take much convincing for me to know I wanted to come back and play that fifth year here.
So you're ready to go, Javon, for you?
Part of it was that I still needed to finish some credits, but also that this would be the third year with the same QB and the chemistry is just building every day, so it was a no-brainer for me to come back too.
Easy decision for both of you guys, and I think that's a perfect point to just kind of jump at. Javon, with you, is this chemistry, as you go into year number three between you two guys, what's it like when you get out on the field? And Cade, you can kind of talk on this as well. When you're in a situation, maybe you're man-to-man, going down the field, what's that communication like with Cade throughout this past 3 years that makes you guys so comfortable together?
I mean, this is our third year together, third year in this offense that we've been running, and I mean, we take a lot of work together outside, just games, practices, a lot of meeting up together. So I mean, he knows what I like, he knows where I want him to be, and I know what he likes. So I mean, we've really developed a really good connection just these past 3 years, and just off the field too, really good friends. And I could say that about all the receivers. So I mean, I've been really lucky to have guys like Javon to work with the past 3 years especially.
Is that part of the chemistry, a lot of it come from off the field and hanging out with guys? Is that something that plays a huge role, or is it more, hey, we got to be on the field and we're playing Northwestern, it's third down, this is where the chemistry really, really is most important?
I think we really build that chemistry off the field. We work hard together inside of football, in the weight room, at practice, in the spring, you know, all through the winters. But I mean, just hanging out, we build a really good friendship, and you know, I trust Javon with everything I have, and like I said, I feel that way about a lot of our receivers, so I think that makes it easier. So when it is third down and we gotta get the first down, like, I know where he's gonna be and I trust him to be there.
And Javon, is that just routes during spring and fall that kind of make you guys more comfortable with each other? Now, this being year three, of course, you've got that foundation underneath, but is it the spring, the fall is where that's really built in?
Yeah, definitely spring, fall, and especially in the summer, because almost all of our receivers stay in the summer, so, and all of our quarterbacks stay in the summer, so we're always working all summer, so that's really where the connection comes from. Really with us, just like knowing what the situation is and where he wants me to be in that certain situation, that's what works out best.
For summer, for the two quarterbacks and wide receivers, that's just you guys on your own individually going out. Is there any like team aspect behind it, like with the coaching staff, or is it just, hey, these are the four quarterbacks, these are here, 12 wide receivers, we're just going to go and throw?
It's a lot of player-led stuff, yeah. I mean, we don't have a lot of, I don't think we're allowed to do much stuff with our coaches as far as team organized, but you know, we get a lot of player-led stuff. You know, every Sundays and Wednesdays, we got pretty much everybody that's here for the summer out on the turf working together, and we work out 4 days a week all as a team, and then we'll do stuff afterwards. So I mean, a lot of it's kind of accountability on us getting together, and I think especially these past 2 years we've been really good about that. I think that's only made us better.
And even with that, even though we only do those 2 days, we still hit each other up and be like, oh, let's go do one-on-ones with the defense or whatever it may be, or just going to throw with quarterbacks or whatever it is.
Just trying to get better throughout the summer, obviously. We're talking with Kate Torgerson and Javon Bowie Montero here on your Fall Sports Preview. Guys, we'll talk about this season upcoming. And obviously, when you talk about the Great Plains Athletic Conference, there are three teams at the top that it's going to be tough to get to that level. The other six teams in the conference, though, very, very beatable week in and week out for you guys. We saw that last year in a lot of very competitive games. Where do you think the biggest stride, though, is offensively you guys have made from the last game of the season last year through spring ball, through what'll be fall coming up and into this season? Where's that biggest step forward for this offensive group?
I think just consistency. I think we're a lot more consistent. Obviously, like I said, it's our third year that we've all been running this offense together, and we really haven't lost a lot of guys like in the skill position. Like, we were younger on the offensive line, but even they just got 11 games under their belt. And so, yeah, we've made strides each year, and I think we're a lot more consistent this year. I think last year, we, you know, when we were good, we'd turn it on, and then there's times we'd kind of stall a little bit, but I think we've gotten a lot better about just, you know, doing what we do really well, and obviously more consistent is probably the first word that came to my mind.
And I feel like our run game is starting to get established a lot more, so that definitely will take some pressure off the pass,
right,
and make them respect our run a little more.
It had to feel it sometimes last year for you guys, just the both of you combined, and then probably you throw Steve Justice in the mix with Isaiah Roebuck and the other receivers of this group that are so talented. It just had to feel at certain points last year, it was like, we got to get this done, and it's got to come on us. Do you feel like that pressure is off your shoulders a little bit going into this season at least?
Yeah, no, I think a little bit. I think we, you know, really embraced it last year. Like, this is what we do, and we do it really well. And, you know, obviously we want to get better in the areas that maybe we struggled with last year, but I think we really embrace that. And, you know, we find confidence in that, you know, we were a really good passing team last year. And I think we know that we still left a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of big plays on the table. So I think that really helped motivate us this offseason too.
It's gotten you guys to a point where hopefully going into this year, the offense is buzzing right off the jump. For you, Javon, when you're working with these three to four other receivers who are really talented, what's that kind of action like? What communication do you guys have on the field when you've got Cade back there and sometimes he's got to scramble to avoid pressure? You know, what are the things that the wide receivers as a group are working on to try and help out their quarterback?
I'd say we really just, our bond is so good now that it's not like we're worried about, oh, I want the ball, don't give it to him. It's more like, if he could, like, whoever the play is designed for, or whoever just gets the play, the ball that play, we're supporting that person, and whatever Cade needs us to do, we're gonna do it so that we can get the job done. We're not really too worried about, like, a lot of us are. Obviously we want our stats, but for the majority, we are really worried about winning games this year. We'd rather win games than be all glorified and stuff, you know.
And certainly winning games has been part of the formula that just hasn't come yet for this University of Jamestown football team. We talked about those three teams at the top and then those teams that are right in line with you guys. What's got to be different? I talked with Coach Shaleen earlier today about red zone efficiency and scoring touchdowns. That's probably first and foremost on your mind. But what's got to be different as a whole team going forward into this year to get those wins, to finish out games and to not be playing, you know, down the final 9 minutes and having to force a comeback?
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it's just kind of next play mentality. So I think, you know, if a bad play happens, like, it is what it is. That's why they give you four quarters. That's why we run 70, 80 plays in a game. So I think we've gotten a lot better and more mature team now where, you know, if something good happens, we can go on the next play. If something bad happens, it's the next play. And I think that that's probably one of the bigger strides I've noticed with our team, too, and that's going to make us a lot better come game day because however many one-score loss we had this year, I think, you know, we're ready to take that next step and change those L's into W's.
Exactly.
Hopefully so, and we're hoping that's the case, certainly, as we get ready for the 2022 football season. Coach Mistro now entering his fourth year. What's been different since Mistro walked in the doors for this UJ program as he tries to reshape Jamestown football? I know, Cade, you've been here the longest, so go ahead and start with you.
The energy and the standard that he's holding every single day. If anyone who's ever talked to Coach Mister, like, he's as advertised, he is that same guy every single day. So, you know, he's a good person to have in the building and look up to as kind of the head guy of our program. Like, he sets the standard, and then, you know, us as players, we try and elevate it even more as we've been with him these past 4 years. Now, like, you know, he doesn't leave you in the dark on anything. You know where you stand with him, and he, like, we know the expectations he has for us as a team, and I think that makes it enjoyable to come and work for him every day, practice games. Like, you know, everyone is there. We want to win for Coach Mistro, and that's kind of the biggest thing that I've seen in just, like, the 4 years, 5 years that I've been here, but 4 years of Coach Mistro.
As we get ready for the season, paint bucket game, of course, is the first one on the schedule. What's the pressure like? Because it seems like from afar, and this is me coming from an outside perspective too, the paint bucket game is the most important game to some UJ alumni. It's first game of the year every year, but that's the one where, like, if we beat Valley City State, it was a good year. So how do you guys feel that pressure going into game day for the paint bucket game? And then what's it like taking on a team that's just 35 miles down the road?
Yeah, no, I think anyone who tries to treat, oh, it's just another game, they're lying. Because it's not just another game. Like, it is important, and it's not just about the guys in the locker room. It's, like you said, all those alumni that came before us. Like, this game means a lot to them, and we know that. And my freshman year, I got to experience what it was like to be on the winning side of that game. And so, and that's an awesome feeling. And I think a lot of guys are ready for it. We got a lot of guys' feet wet last year. It was their first time playing in that game. So I think, you know, this year we get it at home. You know, obviously it's the first night game that the Jimmies get to have. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting. I know it's kind of like it's that first kickoff of the year. It opens up college football. So everything about it's exciting. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to get excited for that game. And I think we know how to prepare for it a little bit better this time around, too.
A little bit pressure-packed for night one, right, Javon?
Yeah. Last year was my first year. Experienced everything. With COVID and everything, we didn't have the pink bucket game. So last year was my first year. Experience it, but it seems to be a lot. Like, it's a really big thing. So, and I'm all with it too. So, yeah. I just can't wait till the 25th.
Yeah, ready to go. August 25th, start of the season, Charlotte and Gordon Hanson Stadium, first game under the lights for the Jimmies. We'll let you guys go in a second. Javon, I want to ask you though, toughest competition you've faced since you've been at Jamestown across the aisle at a cornerback position, whether it be somebody from Northwestern or maybe it's a whole scheme set up. As a whole, when you're going into a game, who was the team that maybe matched up for you the best? Who was the toughest guy to face off against? Maybe it's somebody in practice, too. It could be, but.
I mean, we got three of the best DBs in the conference. So, I mean, going against them every day is more competition than going against some of the other guys. But I would say that only teams that really, like, scheme-wise were like, even something to, like, in my opinion, were Morningside and, like, Northwestern. Because, and that's just because of, like, how mentally prepared they were for the game, how, like, some when we played Morningside in particular, the corner was telling me things about myself that I didn't think I didn't think people noticed, but like things like my inconsistencies. So it was like that playing against that is like that's
a different game plan.
Yeah, different game plan.
Certainly Northwestern and Morningside, and you throw Dort into that mix, have that different level, especially in the NAIA world. Northwestern champion 2 years ago, Morningside won it last year. So Cade, for you, as a quarterback, you're going up against these teams where you know the competition, it just picked up in an immense way when you go to play Northwestern or Morningside. What's the week of practice like and the prep week like going into the big-time games against those number one through number five opponents?
Yeah, I mean, we scheme them up just like we do every other team every week. I mean, it's fun because we go back and watch those games on film on Sundays or even like all throughout the summer. We go back and watch film, and it's like, man, we missed a play here. Like, we do it to ourselves a lot of times. I don't think we could probably pick out a handful, like, throughout the entire season, no matter who we're playing, where it's like, oh, shoot, like, they just got us there. A lot of times, like, oh, we did it to ourselves, whether it was something that I did, whether I missed a throw or maybe we didn't get an outside release on a route, something simple like that, but it's, like, a little unimportant thing. It's like, dang, we do this, and then this opens up for us. So a lot of times it's like we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, and we watch. So that's where, you know, we have, like, so much more to offer as an offense, I think. And, yeah, that's honestly, like, when we get ready for those, you know, those bigger competitive opponents, like, it's exciting. But we know that, like, as long as we handle our business, then usually takes care of itself in a good way.
Good things should happen if you handle your own business. All right, guys, we'll end things with this. And it's a question for each of you. Same question across the board. Where's your biggest area for improvement for the next 5 weeks as we get ready for the season? We're talking now on July 18th. So, Cade, for you, Javon, for you, where does your game have to improve in the next 5 weeks to get you to a point where you're ready to go for this season?
Just going to keep doing what I'm doing, being as consistent as possible, being a leader, because I think, you know, we're ready. We've been working. You know, football's got the longest offseason ever. We've been working all through the winter, the spring, the summer now. I think, you know, we're ready for fall camp, and I think I'm going to keep working on consistency, keep growing my knowledge of the offense as much as I can, and keep building the chemistry of all the guys that around me, and I think we'll be ready to go on the 25th.
I'd say just basically same thing. Just keep doing what I'm doing. Come in every day, work as hard as I can. I mean, the best thing to do is stay consistent. So you gotta stay consistent with your work plan, your plan for the summer, how you plan to go about the fall camp and the rest of the season. So just staying consistent and continue to do what I do.
Yeah, we'll keep putting in that work, guys. We're excited, certainly, for August 25th, paint bucket game, and then the start of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season after that. Cade, Javon, appreciate your time.
Thank you.